Chazor zeichen nisho bach chas kashlag vavam Yehuda mesech the sukkah davav. Zok the Gemara, Rechiv Rashi in the name of Rav said the halachas of shiurin, meaning the measurements used for the various things in the Torah, the halachas of chatzitzos, meaning they can't have anything separating your body from the water when you go to the mikveh, and the halachas of mechitzos, meaning the structure of walls, are all halachas of Moshe Mesinai. For the Gemara, the halachas of shiurin are learned from a pasuk. The pasuk lists all the shivas haminim, and Rav Chanan says that each one of the minim is listed to teach us a particular shiur. For example, chita teaches us the achilas pras of wheat bread is the time that one needs to be in a house with a nega to make his clothing tameh. Se'ira refers to a human bone fragment the size of a barley is metama through touching and carrying. Gefen, meaning the amount of a solid grape product that another must eat to be chayiv, is equal to a revius of wine. Te'ena, one is chayiv for carrying the size of a dried fig of food on Shabbos. Rimoin, a hole the size of a rimoin renders a keli useless even for a regular person, meaning as opposed to a merchant. Zeis shemen, the majority of shiurim are kazayas. Devash, one who eats food the size of a date on Yom Kippur is chayiv. So anyway, you see that there it's from the pasuk. The Gemara says the shiurim are actually not written in the pasuk. In truth, they're just halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. It's the rabbanon who used the pasuk as an asmachta, but not as a true source. For the Gemara, we learn that the halacha of chatzitza is learned from a pasuk, and tomorrow the halacha of Moshe Mesinai teaches that a chatzitza may not even exist in someone's hair. For the Gemara, it's also learned from a pasuk, and for tomorrow the halacha of Moshe Mesinai teaches the halacha taught by Rav Yitzchak that only a chatzitza that covers most of the hair and is something that the person objects to its being there is considered a chatzitza. The Rabbanim were then geyser that if someone has something that has the characteristic either of these characteristics, meaning either it covers most of the body or most of the hair, or he objects to it being there, it's also considered a chatzitza. They were not guys or something that has neither characteristic, because that would be a gzera l'gzera. The halacha of mechitza is learned out from a pasuk which teaches that the aron was 1.5 amas tall, which is 9 tefachim, and the kaparis was a tefach tall, which means that the top of the aron was 10 tefachim tall, and the Gemara learns from here that walls 10 tefachim tall create a new rishus. And for the Gemara, the halacha of Moshe Mesinai is needed according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the amas used for the kelim, including the Aron, were only amas of 5 tefachim, which means that the Aron was less than 10 tefachim tall, and therefore could not establish it a 10 tefach high wall. 10 tefachim of height is needed to separate a rishus. Therefore, according to him, he needed the halacha of Moshe Mesinai. In fact, according to Rabbi Meir, who says the Aron was 10 tefachim tall, what does the halacha of Moshe Mesinai teach? He says it teaches the halachas of kurachis and kurasik, that a wall extends up and extends down. The halachas of lovud, meaning a space on 3 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim, is considered as if it's closed. And the halachas of doif and akuma, the bending wall, like we've touched upon, and we will, of course, touch upon further in the Masechta. Mishnah said that a sukkah is possible with she'ein lo shalosh defonos. A braisa says a sukkah needs two walls which must be proper walls, meaning they're connected to each other at a right angle, and a third wall that can be as small as a tefach. Rav Shimon says there must be three proper walls, and the fourth wall can be as small as a tefach. What's the point of machloikis? And for the Gemara, the Rabbanon and the Tanakam say that we darshan the words as they are written in the pasuk. The psukim say the word bas sukkah is three times, but only once written with a vav, which suggests that the word is plural, so meaning the other two times it's written as singular. So one mention of the word is needed to teach that the regular chiyav of sukkah and can't be used for a drasha. That leaves two mentions of the word, one of which is written in the plural for a total of three. So it means it's as if it says the word sukkah three times. We learn from here that the sukkah needs three walls. The halacha Moshe Mesinai teaches that the third wall only has to be a tefach, therefore it's two complete and one tefach. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, holds that we darshan words based on the way they're read. Therefore, each word bas sukkah is read as if it's written with a vav, as if it's plural. One mention of the word is needed to teach the chiyav of sukkah. That leaves two mentions of the word sukkah, but as if they're read plural, we darshan them plural. So that's meaning there are four available drushes of the word sukkah, so to say. This teaches that a sukkah needs four walls, one of which Allah Moshe Mesinai teaches only has to be a tefach. Mar then says, it could be that all agree that we darshan based on the way the word is read. However, the rabbanon say that the available four drushes are used as follows. One is to teach that tzchach is needed, and the remaining three to teach that a sukkah needs three walls, of which one may be a small tefach. Rav Shimon says that a drusha is not needed to teach regarding the schach, and therefore four drushes are available for the walls. It could be that everyone agrees that we darshan based on the way the word is written, which leaves only three available drushes. However, the rabbanon say that Allah Moshe Mesinai takes away from one of the three walls and says that therefore that the third wall only has to be a tefach. And Rav Shimon says it comes to add to the three walls, meaning and say that besides the three that are written in the pasuk, we need a fourth wall that only has to be a tefach, and therefore it's adding instead of taking away. Fourth teretz of the Gemara, maybe all agree that we darshan based on the way the word is written, which leaves only three available drushes. All also agree that the halacha Moshe Mesinai is actually taking away from the wall, meaning that it doesn't have to be a proper wall, it only has to be a tefach, and so it's not adding an additional wall. The machlokes is whether whether the first word needed to teach the chiyuv of sukkah may be used as part of the drasha as well. The rabbanon say it may not, so there are only three available words available for a drasha, three walls. And the Lachmash Mishina takes away the third wall and says it only has to be a tefach. Rav Shimon says even that original word may be used for a drasha, so you have four drashas, which means four walls, and the Lachmash Mishina is taking away from the fourth wall, so it only has to be a tefach. Rav Masna said that Rav Shimon's reasoning is based on the pasuk that says that a sukkah protects from the heat, from storms, and from the rain. If there are not four walls, a sukkah cannot offer such protection.